Newton School looks like a big white New England farmhouse perched on a hill in Stratford, a rural community of about 1,000 people. Inside, about 120 students, pre-K through 8th grade, scurry to class. By the time they get to high school, their teachers want them to know how to read and write complicated texts. That's a goal at the heart of the Common Core. Education consultant Joanna Hawkins is giving a teaching demonstration today. She likes the core because it pushes students to use factual evidence to support their ideas, something she's promoted for years in Vermont schools. A pencil sharpener whirs in 8th grade history class as Hawkins passes out copies of a scholarly article. It's about the way German scientists distorted Darwinism, helping Hitler rise to power.
The idea of evolution, of the survival of the fittest, seemed to confirm a view of German nationalism and German power that was ascending in that society. Let's underline that whole sentence. In Germany.
Over the next 90 minutes, Hawkins structures a series of one-minute discussions about what she calls scientific habits of mind. That's another plank in the Common Core platform. Then she takes a quick comic turn. She and classroom teacher Diane White perform a skit about two blind sages who can't figure out what an elephant looks like because they each touch a different part of the body and assume that's the whole animal. More bad science.
Let me just reach out. See if I can tell what it is.
The teachers send that script and the scholarly article about social Darwinism home with the students and ask them to read each text more closely and make connections between them. About a week later, Hawkins returns to their classroom.
So let me explain to you what we're going to do today.
What they do is discuss the difference between good and bad science. The students decide that, like those blind sages who falsely described an elephant, the German social Darwinists distorted science to advance personal political agendas.
Yeah. So instead of science controlling what people think is controlling science.
That's Iva Wick. Her classmates search the article on their desks for quotes to support her idea. More ideas crop up. More quotes get found. The students jot it all down in columns and grids on pieces of paper. So, at home, they'll have a blueprint for an essay about Darwinism and Hitler. Now, some critics worry that teaching writing in such a strictly controlled way will produce cookie-cutter thinkers. But 8th grader Emma Bauer says no.
We are given, like, a good scaffold to put the evidence that we need, but the way that we put together and meld all those words together is up to us.
That's exactly the kind of critical thinking Common Core teachers love to hear. But will that same ability show up on new standardized exams being field tested this month around the state? Newton principal Greg Magnotto says he's nervous about that and notes that some districts may not have enough bandwidth to administer the tests online. But he's keeping an open mind about the assessment. Open-mindedness is another intellectual trait the Common Core aims to instill. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright in the Upper Valley.